You are Locked On Jaguars, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to the Locked On Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host and narrator for the day, Christopher Thornton, and today we'll be doing another installment of the audio article series for LockedOnJaguars.com, where if you can't read the article, I'll read it for you. Today's article is 2018 NFL Draft Prospect Profile, Oklahoma Tight End, Mark Andrews, by Philip Pruss. Who is Sooners tight end Mark Andrews? Although Rob Gronkowski has become the gold standard for aspiring collegiate tight ends heading into the pros, Oklahoma defensive coordinator Mike Stoops was brazen with his comparison of Mark Andrews to the affable Gronk. Stoops, of all people, should know best, having recruited and coached Gronkowski when he was at the helm of Arizona. During his Rose Bowl media availability, Stoops commented that while Gronk may have a little more length than Andrews, listed 6'5", 250 pounds, both players' ability to run routes and get open are what makes them unique. In his 3 years of varsity football at Desert Mountain High School, Andrews posted a jaw-dropping 3,674 yards and 48 touchdowns. And his production wasn't waning when he stepped foot on campus in Norman. The three-time All-Big 12 honoree enjoyed a Mackey Award-worthy 2017 season after doubling his production from 2016. Andrews suffered an injury in the first half of the 2016 season and, to his credit, played through the pain, showing outstanding toughness. Despite his role in the offense tapering off after his injury, tight end Geno Lewis actually finished with 32 receptions to Andrews' 31, his grittiness was obviously noticed by coaches and teammates. Sooners wide receiver coach Cale Gundy noted that Andrews has worked extremely hard in 2017 to add more physicality to his game and has developed a new level of surliness on his on-field deposition. Consistency pummeling defenders as a blocker in the running game. There is a medical red flag for Andrews, as he suffers from type 1 diabetes and monitors blood sugar levels several times per game. Andrews was revived back to life by long snapper and roommate Wesley Horkey in September 2015, when Andrews couldn't wake up from hyperglycemia. Andrews' condition is managed on a daily basis by OU training staff and will need vigilance at the NFL level. Mark Andrews' athletic profile. Andrews is a tall, long, high-cut player with a strong lower body and thick base. Andrews is a coordinated athlete who moves very smoothly and shows outstanding change of direction ability of his size, making defenders consistently miss with the ball in his hands. Andrews also possesses great balance and play strength, rarely getting knocked off the point of attack. Andrews wins off the line of scrimmage with outstanding ability to get off press coverage with quick hands and agility. Andrews is adept at making slight, savvy moves throughout his route to create separation and always seems to be on the same page with his quarterback to find pockets of space to get open during scramble drills. Andrew demonstrates great short area quickness for his size and does well to position his body to box out players in intermediate routes and make players have to go through him to attack the ball. On deep routes, Andrews executes and sells the double move on cornerbacks and has enough straight line speed to take it to the distance at the top of a route. Andrews does well to adjust his body and locate the football on back shoulder throws on the sideline. Andrews is a very good pass catcher in space who exhibits strong manual dexterity and agility to turn up the field and pick up yards after catch, although he will suffer from the occasional concentration drop. Andrews needs to win more contested catches in traffic and become a more reliable red zone target to go up and use his size and athleticism to high point the ball. After the catch, Andrews rarely gets stopped at first contact and fights through contact for extra yards. Andrews is a good actor who genuinely sells the block on delayed routes and identifies soft spots in coverage on option routes. Andrews is an excellent inline blocker who uses his strong lower body and outstanding footwork to generate a strong anchor and routinely pivot defenders in the run game. Andrews blocks with a mean streak and isn't afraid to bury a defender into the ground to finish a block and assert his dominance. Andrews does a good job of exhibiting lateral control to pick up blitzers moving across face from the line of scrimmage and is a special blocker out in space on screens from the slot position, routinely turning defenders away from the run of a play without looking back at the runner. Andrews relies on his stellar technique and does well to disengage from his blocks and mitigate opportunities to elicit holding calls. Andrews has been extremely productive throughout his collegiate career, with a 23.3% of his receptions resulting in touchdowns. Andrews' production did not wane despite losing a Billikenhoff winner and Jaguar, D.D. Westbrook, in 2017 to take away double coverages. Andrews has outstanding competitive toughness and will play through injuries and make himself available to his teammates. Andrews is a great student off the field and was named an academic All-Big 12 first team in 2015. Scouting conclusion. Statistics would endorse that Andrews is the best deep ball target in the entire draft class, having caught 9 catches on 12 targets when going deep, 75%. Andrews' coordination, foot speed, and play strength are all traits that will be coveted by any team looking for a balanced tight end in a pro-style offense who would like to work off play action and take shots vertically. Andrews can be compared to another Mackey Award winner in Tyler Eifert due to his ability to create mismatches as a receiver. Whichever team opts to pull the trigger on drafting Andrews will need to be comfortable with his type 1 diabetes, and a team's GM will likely need a green light on his training and medical staff that his condition won't affect Andrews' NFL career. In a vacuum, Andrews' rare skill set, route running, and blocking technique would stamp him as a round 1 player, but medicals and potential durability concerns may cause him to slip to round 2. Is Mark Andrews the successor to Mercedes Lewis? There just might be a team in the AFC South who is in need of a player with Andrews' skill set in the upcoming NFL draft. It's no secret that Tom Coughlin has a stylistic preference of tight ends who can block first and catch second. From Kyle Brady to his days in Duval to Jeremy Shockey, Kevin Boss, and Larry Donnell in New York, Andrews absolutely fits the bill for what Nate Hackett and the Jaguars offense is currently missing. A guy who can block but also challenge the seams and give whoever is quarterbacking the team a security blanket in the middle of the field and an outlet to create after the catch. Mercedes Lewis will be 34 when the 2018 season kicks off and would be best utilized exclusively as a secondary blocking tight end at this point in his career. That is, if the Jaguars even elect to pick up his $3.75 million option for 2018 in the first place. The Jaguars have obviously spent a considerable amount of time looking at Oklahoma film based on their selection of D.D. Westbrook in the 4th round of the 2017 draft, and it would not be a surprise if Andrew hears his name called to the bellowing chants of Duval come April. Or would it? History would suggest not to hold your breath. In his 11 years as czar in New York, Tom Coughlin only drafted 3 tight ends, with his highest selection being Travis Beckham in the 3rd round of the 2009 draft. In his 8 years as head coach of the Jaguars, only 2, 1997 5th round pick Damon Jones and 2002 4th round pick Chris Lazar. In fact, Tom Coughlin has never selected a tight end before the 100th pick in the draft in his 19 years as head coach. As for Dave Caldwell, his only tight end selection in 5 years has been the famous Ben Koyak with the 229th pick. So why would this front office regime invest in a tight end like Andrews now? Quite frankly, this Jaguars team simply doesn't have many holes on the roster. While the first round for Mark Andrews might be out of question, it wouldn't be shocking to pull the trigger on a player of Andrews' caliber in the 2nd round. This team has always had Mercedes Lewis, and we will always remember the only player to survive the myriad of roster churns the Jaguars have made since last appearing in the playoffs in 2007. But the sun might be setting on the Big Bruin, and with this new bold Jaguars team may come a bold new philosophy of spending high draft capital on a position that is increasingly becoming a premium in today's NFL. Rob Gronkowski, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews? Only time will tell.